Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Of the Adia Talks podcast. How are you? I have missed you. I've missed you. My name is Mo Adia. If you're new to this podcast, hello. If you're a faithful listener, hey. If you're not so faithful, hello. We love you all the same. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am your host here on this Adia Talks podcast, where we are about helping you live the God life. Be the best version of yourself, which is only found in your Creator. So I hope you're well. Hope you are good. Welcome again. We are in the month of December. As they say, where I come from, compliments. They don't even say, some people don't even say compliments of the season. They say compliments of the season, but they'll just say compliments. I've been getting a few messages like that. Compliments. So you know what it means. So I'm saying this to you now. Compliments. Compliments is equal to give or take Merry Christmas, or, you know, compliments of the season. So they're just wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, because, you know, it's one whole season. It's equivalent to Happy Holidays. You know, I know people have arguments about, you know, what to say, all of that. But, you know, sometimes what you say is just mouth talk. It really is about, you know, are you truly, you know, believing what you're saying? Anyway, I won't go into all of that. But I'm so glad to speak to you this very day. It's been about a month since I recorded an episode last, because, you know, in between all of that, something tried to creep up in my life. But I'm thanking God I am strong now for good health, you know, that thing happening. But I'm not going to give it airplay, but I'm thankful to God, you know, for health, for good health, and I'm strong. I tried to record an episode last week. My God, I could not get through. I had to record an episode. I had deadlines to record some other stuff, and I couldn't get through this time last week. Even the week before was not even possible. But I thank God that I'm here now talking to you. And we are in our month of gratitude in our community. We are focusing on gratitude and prayer. We've been doing a lot more about the gratitude and just really thinking about, you know, the year, how faithful God has been, all of that wonderful stuff. We are focused on, you know, how we're going into the next year. Next year is literally 10 days away. And I want to ask you this question. Are you ready to finish strong? Are you ready to transition seamlessly into the next year that is before us? Are you ready to just, like, you know, finish this year strong? Are you ready? I know I am. I've been ready for a while. I've been working on the Finishing Strong Toolkit. In fact, I've worked on it. God's grace, I've been able to get over the line despite, you know, some of the ailments that try to come my way. But, you know, we thank God for this opportunity. So the Finishing Strong Toolkit is really just something that God just prompted me to do. For the past few years, the past maybe 4 years or so, I just one day just, you know, was in between Christmas and New Year, had this thing about finishing strong. God dropped in my mind 6 things. I just got my camera, recorded it. I didn't even think I planned. I didn't think I had lights at the time. I just recorded this video on finishing strong. And ever since, the year, Lord has continued to, like, build it up for me. And just, it's nothing that nobody tells me or shows me or anything. It's more like I just, you know, God just begins to talk to me about the end of the year and certain things I need to do. And to be honest, a lot of it was born out of my heart posture, my disposition when it usually came to the end of the year. I generally did not like the end of the year. I would always, genuinely in a secret way, I would always get, you know, a bit upset about the end of the year because I'd be trying to, like, assess. I'm a general, quite hard on myself person, you know, just my nature. So I, you know, would assess, like, how the, you know, how the year's gone, look back, and I'd be looking for all the things I was disappointed about. So even the good things, somehow my mind would get twisted into thinking about all the things that didn't happen, or what I was trusting for, all of that. So the end of the year always brought this like, oh my gosh, it's in my face. And, you know, I've always had this kind of failed. I failed at this. I didn't do this, or this didn't happen, or, you know, kind of thing to me. You know, so I used to operate like that for a very long time, pre being a Christian into being a Christian. I think it's just a habit I just had. Right. So I operated like that, but nobody would know, because truth be told, I would still travel when I used to always go, you know, go home for Christmas. I would still travel or go somewhere. Often I would go to, you know, the US, whatever. I still travel, see my family, do all the things. I'd still, you know, God, now we go to New Year's Eve, we go to church. But, you know, before, if I used to go out, I'd still do all the things that I normally would expect to do. Have fun, all of that. But nobody would know that inside, deep within, I was struggling with this transition. I just was struggling. And I lived like that, as I say, for many years. So it felt normal. And I actually thought that everybody maybe was like that. Now, I don't think everybody is. If you are, then you definitely need this toolkit for sure. But, excuse me, even if you're not, you know, this is for you. So I would always go through these motions, right? And then it always affected the way I started my year. It kind of also meant that January was a bit of a mental write-off, no kidding, because I was still, before even getting into the things I need to do for that year, I would still mentally like be battling like a boxing match in my head, you know, boxing all the dealing with all that turmoil in my mind. So it was definitely a wrong mindset. So, you know, that's really, you know, what I dealt with. So I think the Lord started talking to me about finishing strong, just in my own place. And then I started to share that. And then I just started to do these videos. And I never really planned, oh, it'd be a yearly thing. But it just kind of so happened, because he would always build on it. And he'd always be very specific about maybe the year that just happened, you know, all of that. And be very into, you know, on that kind of, you know, on that piece, right? So that's what happened. So that's really how Finishing Strong was born in my life. So I know people do different things, right? But that's how that was born in my life. And then this year, not too long ago, literally not too long ago, you know, God is like, okay, you can record another video. Yeah. And he told me specific things to, you know, include on that. But he also started to like say, you need to expand on this more, because there's certain things you talk about in the video, which, you know, people just take, oh, that's great. But they never get an opportunity to delve into it further. Or they never get like, you know, yeah, further details of what you're saying, or they never get like into that opportunity of even understanding it more. They can't go into it because maybe they don't understand it more. You need to expandiate further. You need to give them a bit more structure, a bit more tools, give them things that you use that are easy for them to just use. Because I may say, okay, go and read some books, or go and do this. But you may be thinking, where do I start from, or how do I even? But, you know, with this toolkit, you have things recommended to you. You have certain things that are tailored to help you as well in this process. So really, this toolkit is really just I call it tools and resources designed to help you finish strong, really designed to help you transition in any season, from one season to the next, as seamlessly as God will have you do it, right? So whether you're moving from, you would find something in there that would always help you. You know, you could even say, maybe on a quarterly basis, you are reviewing your goals. Let's just say all the goals that the Lord has given you, right? And let's just say you're doing that. Then you could use this toolkit to help you with some of that process as well. So really, it's, you know, it's just something that will help your life. I feel like I've gone an entire advertising marketing thing for the past 5 minutes. And that was really not the plan of this podcast. But we're just talking anyway. But it's just on my heart. I just really want you to finish strong. That's the main thing. So the toolkit is not under Adia Talks. It's more Adia, who's me, who's, you know, that's kind of my thing. And it's my love gift to you this Christmas. It's my love gift. It's, you know, it took me hours, taking me time and, you know, all of those things to really get together. And so I really, really hope I poured out like what I can into this right now. So I really hope that it's really of value to your life. And you can get this toolkit. I know I've been going on about it. So just go to the website, moadia.com, M-O-A-D-A-I-H. I had to think about how to spell that properly. Yeah, so just go to Moadia. In fact, I'm checking now to make sure I spelled that properly. This is so interesting. Mo, you should know how to spell your name. Yes, M-O. I can't can't believe this. M-O-A-D-I-A-H. I was like, is it A-I? Look, I've been through a lot this past few weeks. So, you know, go to moadia.com and you'll find it right there. You can do Space Finish Strong. But if you go to the website, it's the first thing that you would see. So all you need to do is go in, give us your details, name, email address. Once you do that, you get an email, then you start to receive the emails with all the details. What I do want to say, word of advice, so that the emails don't go into your junk folder or into any of those things, depending on what you use, Gmail, Google, Yahoo, all of that, please. You know, I think there's a way you can accept, like you can make sure that my emails are coming to you. Maybe save the email address in your, when you see, if you don't find the email, go to your junk folder. If it's in your junk folder, then save the email in your contacts, or there's something you can say to move it so that you don't miss the emails. Because what will happen sometimes is we're sending these emails and you're like, I'm not receiving them. I signed up. What is going on? Check your junk folder. And my emails aren't junk, so they should never bring your junk folder. But the way this algorithm works, that's what happens. I'm sorry. So that's really it about finishing strong. I just want you to finish strong. You know, so please go and do that, and you know, finish strong, advance well. The Lord wants you to finish strong. He doesn't want you to wallow in self-pity, all of those things. He wants you to transition well, no matter the setbacks you've had this year. He wants you to really move out of, you know, out of any depression or anything you may have, and begin to see hope again, begin to move and live in hope and again, and begin to see that He is with you. He wants you to transition well. He wants the next season to be the season that He is designed for you to live. But sometimes, you see, we get stuck in a rut. So that I told you, that example, I would get stuck with, oh my gosh, I'm wallowing in this self-pity that I would not be able to even start to see the year well. And then, you know, time just happens. And one thing I want to, you know, really tell you, and this is prophetically speaking, maybe to some extent, is that time is really closing in. So you notice that years are going really quick. They're just flashing by. You know, think about 2020. How many things happened within 2020? You're like, this was 5 years or 6 years in one. Think about this year as well. It's gone really quickly. So time is really, you know, closing in. So the quicker you become aligned with God's plan for your life, the better for you. So I want to encourage you to do that. Finish strong. This episode was really just meant to talk a little bit about finishing strong, to tell you how you could access it. But my main thing of this episode was to come up and catch up with you, because I just haven't spoken to you all for a while. My last episode was, I had something I needed to really catch at the time, and I couldn't be on for a bit. And then something happened to me after that. I told you I don't want to give that airspace, but I'm sure some of you have figured out what that is by now. Something happened to me and I could not talk for a while, and I could not even record. I tried and it just was not happening. So I'm happy to be able to interact and talk again. And even just, yeah, even the leaving of my house has not really happened for some of those reasons. So I'm grateful to actually be able to check in, see how you're doing, all of that. I do want to do an episode. I don't want to do it in this one because I don't want this one to be too long, but I do want to do an episode of how to make the most of the holidays. And I will probably do that by God's grace, you know, later this week. By God's grace, I will. But you know, there's an episode from last year on the exact same topic, but I want to make it and bring it to, you know, to be very specific to this time we're in right now, because it's just not time to be playing. The problems you can play a lot, and it's a time to relax and do all of those, but I just want to help to give you some structure of how to make the most of the holidays, how I plan to do it, how, you know, you should think about doing it, just with getting the right balance with seeing family, or just giving you some ideas. You know, it's not overly prescriptive, but it's up to you how you want to use do them. But I just want to encourage you to you know, even if you don't listen to that or get to listen to that episode, my message to you really is to just remain or start to be more sensitive, and use the time, if you have some time off, to really begin to like build up in the place of prayer as well and fellowship. I would say the other day, actually, something happened to me which was interesting. As I said, I've been dealing with something, so it's been hard for me to be productive for a very long, for, you know, the days I was dealing with whatever I was dealing with. Anyway, I got to a point where like I had quite a few deadlines and things I needed to get done, and I then had a day, you know, I think it was one of the days of the weekend that, you know, I'd even slept quite a bit, but I woke up in the morning and I just ended up having like fellowshipping with God for like 3 hours, just, you know, just happened to be fellowship. And then I went back to sleep afterwards because I was tired. So just, you know, was just, and then I woke up and I started doing things, and I was super, I looked back on the day and I was extremely productive, like super productive. And my I was just hearing God tell me things about 2020, personal things, other things, general, you know, saying God speak to me clearly. I was like super creative. I just knew what to do. Like everything was just flowing. And I look back on the day and I was like, wow, this is incredible. Like what's different about today? Then I remember that I spent that long stretch of time, you know, which often in the morning can be tricky, right? But I spent that long stretch of time with God. And I was just like, wow, it's so incredible, you know. And I'm saying all that to say, those moments that you give to God, they can be your most productive. It's so counterintuitive of like, are you thinking, oh, I'm just going to spend this time. And like the time, if you choose to spend 15 hours in God, I promise you, let's just say 15 hours a day. I know that that's, you know, but let's just say, I promise you that that day will be your most productive day than if you spent 1 hour every other, you know, the rest of the day that week. There would be something, there's a productivity and you know the right things to do. So that's what I'm just saying, all that to say, you know, use this opportunity if you have some time off to just really fellowship with God and just get yourself anchored in that and get yourself used to that. You don't have to wait till the 1st of Jan to be like, oh, I'm going to start my new prayer regime. I'm going to start to actually use this time to do that as well. And of course, pray for 2022. When we had our gaining ascendancy last month, one of the things the Lord said to us to do was to just, you know, if you want to pray for 2022 and you're like, Mo, I don't even know where to start. What's all of this? You know, I'm just trying to get myself. I need help. This is the best way. Look, just pray. You know, just spend some time with God. Just say, okay, God, I'm going to spend, maybe say, if you want to say, I'm praying about 2022 specifically, Lord. I'm going to do this over the next 5 days or over the next week. And this is the time. I'm going to meet you at 5 a.m. and I'm going to do this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to spend some time. I just want to know, Lord, give me a glimpse. I'm not saying that, you know, you must, but I'm just saying, give me a glimpse into my 2022 so I can plan and be aligned with you. The Lord wants to reveal those things to you more than you even think he does. So just spend some time. You know, you can say, okay, if you have an hour, for instance, you can say, I'm going to spend, you know, 15 minutes worshiping, an hour maybe praying certain scriptures, or you're just going to pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. You're going to pray, and then make sure you carve out some time out of that slot, whether it's an hour, half an hour, whatever it is. Carve out some time to make sure you listen. But I say listen, because believers, we like to talk sometimes, but we don't listen. Make sure you carve out time to listen. Listen to God. Listen to what he's saying. So let's just say, you know, the hour, let's just say you had 20 minutes of silence and stillness. When you first do it, it will be difficult. It will be, if you don't do it regularly, it will be, I'm telling you right now, so don't get discouraged. It'll be difficult because your senses, you're used to being, especially in this generation, we're just used to being busy on our phone. We can't, silence is difficult for us to sit in and just, you know, and even if we're in a silent room, and everything outside is silent, our mind is often not silent. So that's the hardest one to actually tame. So I just want to encourage you to actually just tame your mind and just listen. But as you begin to do it more, you get, so the first few times your head might just be like, well, you're thinking about this thing, you know, but as you begin to train yourself to listen more, you would begin to, you know, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you'd begin to be able to silence, you know, quieten your mind. And silence, you know, those thoughts that are just everywhere, that you begin to be zeroed into the mind, and some of the thoughts you begin to have are the thoughts of God, the mind of God, or you begin to hear, or however God speaks to you, begin to happen. But once you begin to do that, just, you know, as you spend that time, just write down whatever, just spend some time listening, just quiet, write down what you're hearing, what the thoughts you're having, write them down. As I say, as you begin to do it, and you want to do it into the new year, it's not just something you should end up 31st of December. But I'm saying this is one way. As you begin to do that, you might even find at the beginning your thoughts are just a little bit all over the place. But as you begin to do it more and more, it becomes more refined, and you begin to hear clearly, and you know this is God. This is the mind of God. This is God speaking to me. So you begin to, refine into that and tune into God's frequency. That's really what 2022 is about. So you begin to do that more. And as you begin to just write and spend that time that you're saying with God, I'm specifically coming about the year. Let's just say over a period of 2 weeks, just example, you do that. When you begin to then read what you've written, it will start to make sense. Some of it will start to make sense. Now, I'm not saying you have a list of your goals or all of that. That's no. You might just get a pattern of something, or you might get God drawing your attention to say, I want you to focus on me more. I want you to spend more time in my word. He might just give you a specific instruction through all of those, or he might tell you certain things about, you know, your business, your this. He might give you all of those things to do, but you get the pattern of what you need to do. But even if you just get that one instruction, that's what you run with for the year. You don't have to have 5, 6 goals or 20 goals. The goal can just be to know me more. And you're just like, okay, God, how do we do it? So that's the main goal. And then you begin to figure out how you work with him or how you execute. So that's a way you can start to pray into your 2022. If you feel like, I know what people mean by praying into my 2022, but how do I actually practicalize it? I don't know where to start from. That is one way to pray. So that's what I'm going to leave you with, because this episode is getting longer than I planned. But again, we want you to finish strong. So please make sure you sign up and take advantage of the Finishing Strong Toolkit. It will arrive. Parts of it, if you sign up, parts of it will arrive in your inbox immediately. Then you receive the next one. And then the final toolkit is dropping. The whole thing put together is dropping, because we've been giving you bits, but it's dropping at the drop of a dime. So I look forward to serving you in this capacity. I hope you sign up. As I say, nothing doesn't cost you anything. It's self-paced, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. So I want to see you sign up to Finishing Strong. Take care and God bless. And I will see you on the next episode. All right. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.